Health and Medicine in Washington, D.C., where a new set of tests revealed unusual complexity of the prefrontal cortex, as well as of the sensory and motor cortices, which were reported to be extraordinarily expanded in certain parts. An analysis that seems to me more akin to the interpretation of holy relics than any kind of objective anatomy. To probe Einstein's purloined brain for clues about his gift for mathematics seems a laughably literal-minded response to his inspiring creativity, a quality best illustrated, I think, by the moment when he was asked by a doctor in Zurich where his laboratory was. He took his fountain pen out of his pocket and said with a smile, "It's here."
The essay was presented by Richard Hamblin and produced by Laura Thomas. And if you missed any of this week's essay series of portraits of scientists, they're all available to listen to on the Radio 3 website. 11 o'clock, and we have World on 3 coming up now here on Radio 3. It's the first of three live visits to one of the world's biggest winter festivals, Celtic Connections in Glasgow. So let's go over now to the green room of the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow and join Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Well, it's the middle of January. It might not be snowing, but it's absolutely freezing outside, and we're right bang in the middle of my old hometown. There's no question but that we can only be here for one thing, and that's the 20th year of Celtic Connections. So here we are on the first of three Friday night visits to the festival. The opening night was just last night, and a very special celebration concert to mark the big birthday. And there's so much good stuff coming our way over the next 2.5 weeks. We've got a bit of a change of venue for World on 3 this year. We're in the Green Room, which is above the main entrance to the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. It's usually a restaurant, but for the duration of the festival, it's going to be the BBC hub, and it's got a fantastic view right down Buchanan Street, which is the main shopping street in the city. But never mind that, that's for tomorrow. It's music that's on our mind just now for the next couple of hours, from Ireland, from Portugal and from Scotland. And who better to get things going for us than some new arrivals to Celtic Connections. From Canada, please welcome Petunia and the Vipers.
Won't forget. But honey, baby, sweetie pie. Gotta live, gotta go, gotta get free of my woes. And I count my little toes, and I know that 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 we ain't dead yet. Why the crickets are calling me on this full moonlit Canadian night, and your memory is following me on this full moonlit Glaswegian night.
What a great start to the show. Now, I have to say that it's a very brave man that comes to a city like Glasgow on a Friday night with a name like Petunia.
I travel all over the States with that name.
And you survived.
They got lots of guns down there.
Well, we're very glad that you're here at Celtic Connections. This is the band's first visit to the UK?
Very first time we're over here, yeah. We're having a lot of fun. So far, it's great.
Tell me a little bit more about what goes into it. We heard a very particular flavour there for the first song, but you, for instance, I mean, you've earned your chops by busking and, you know, working the hard way all the way around the North American continent. Does that give you an extra edge when it comes to the soft option of getting onto a stage and playing a festival?
I think if you look at the history of great singers, in the old days they all started on the street. And then so you learn to project and do different things with your voice and then you manage a crowd and deal with people, just generally people. And then so if you mean that's an edge to people who haven't done that before, it's a pretty big edge, yeah.
And tell me what else goes into the musical mix for you guys. We love, that's one of our favourite songs that you gave us for an opener, but tell us about what else goes in, because it's a kind of unique blend of influences.
You mean what kind of music is it? You know, I always ask people the same thing myself, because I haven't quite figured out how to explain it properly to an audience. You'll see, because we're going to play four other songs, and they're not going to sound like this one. Someone said, what did they say? They said, Elvis meets Tom Waits at Woody Guthrie's Hobo Junction.
That sounds pretty good to me. That'll do us for tonight. You guys are playing tomorrow night at the Old Fruit Market with another big festival favourite with the Woody Pines. I hope you have a fantastic time for your first gig at Celtic Connections. And please, we'll let you get on with the rest of the set. Petunia and the Vipers.
One. and you're causing all the ruckus, breaking up the cards, causing all the ruckus. No, it's gotta stop. Mighty plain it was all to be lived in the cool. But I remember your loving like a hot rocky room. Sing yes, baby, yes, no, baby, now. Yes, baby, yes, no, baby, now. Yes, baby, yes, no, baby, no, baby, now. You're a phone heartbreaker yesterday, maybe tomorrow, no. By my mama's door, Tuesday that we're loving, Wednesday and some more, Thursday come around, we're even and we're loving on the floor. You give me red hot loving, golly, and I want it and some more. Well, you know you didn't love me, now you gotta go. You know you didn't love me, now you gotta go. Mighty plain to us all, you be lived in the cool. But I remember your loving like a hot rocky room. Sing yes, baby, yes, no, baby, now. Yes, baby, yes, no, baby, now. Yes, baby, yes, no, baby, no, baby, now. You're a fool, heartbreaker yesterday, maybe tomorrow, no.
Well, that's great. Don't even need any cues or nothing, right? It's just automatic. Right on. We're going to play this song. It requires a little bit of an introduction. It's about this rockabilly legend who died in Toronto some years ago in the 80s, and he was on his way to stardom, and his name was Ned, and his real name was Robin. So I heard a lot of stories about him from people who know him personally and wrote this song here. You ready?
An old love letter about a lover that's gone on an old ghost train, never coming home, never gonna see your smiling face again and again. A
want to visit your grave with a violet's grower, a bird named Robin just a letting it go, perched on a gravestone singing a song again and again. Well, he's perched on a gravestone singing a song again and again. Why, time goes by and the lover is gone, but you're chained to the river where your memory's born. The current is strong and it carries you on. You want all to drown, but you gotta carry on. Darkness falls on another old night. Draw what was you out to the pale moonlight. Walking the tracks where the freight train calls again and again. Why, you're walking the tracks where the freight train calls again and again. Oh, you're feeling blue, your ghost rings dear, you're crying tears. Oh, you're feeling blue, your ghost rings dear, you're crying tears. Dead on a cold floor. Where did he go and die? What a memory's for. Don't ask me, Jack. There is family mourns. The lover's in the corner. There's another by the door. There's a boy in the street that's a singing this tune about a man named Ned. Died too soon. Down for the bottom and he reached for the top. He driving on guitar, but he never, 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 never is a place where the violets grow. Pick a few to take, nobody will know. By the side of the railroad track, plan them for a lover who ain't never coming back. Freight trains howling through the dark with their old lost lovers in their golden spark. They give them life for a while on the sodden earth, then they take them away and they leave us with the dirt. They take them away and then they leave us with the dirt. Ooh, you're feeling blue, no strength. Crying above, where I don't send flowers and I don't send love. Maybe below, but I really don't care. I'm sending a flame, you gotta grab it in the ear. Church bells toll and the church bells ring for the fiery saints. Where they gotta go, they ain't going to heaven and they ain't gonna tell. They call on your name, you better run like hell. They call on your name, so take a sip from the well. I don't wanna scare you and I don't take bribes. Money's no good, no matter what you buy. It'll sell your soul, sell your purse. Send for the doctor, we just send for the nurse. Cause here I lie dying on a cold, cold floor. Needle in my arm and I don't know what for. See you by my grave on an old tombstone. My train's overdue and I really gotta go. My train's overdue and I gotta go. Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, folks. So have all the songs been kind of different, the three that we played so far? Right. Okay, there's two more. And then maybe after the show, when we're signing records, you can tell me what kind of music it is. This here's a song. Jimmy and I used to work with tractors. And should I tell them the whole story, Jimmy?
Sure.
Okay, it's a good story. We work at a thing called the Pumpkin Patch in the fall. We sing songs for kids on wagons, on hay wagons, and they go get their pumpkin. We have Halloween in Canada. You have Halloween over here? Yeah. So the kids go out and get their pumpkins, and then they come back on the same wagon or a different wagon, but they got singers on them. So Jimmy and I are singing on the wagons to these kids. But there's also tractor drivers, and of course, they're all boys from the nearby farms, but there's one girl who was allowed to drive a tractor because she was dating the boss's son, and her name was Amy. We're going to do that song.
It was a moonlit stroll that walked across time. You know it was a moonlit stroll, baby. You know it's all
one more number. It's been a pleasure playing for y'all here. It's been really great coming over, and it's been really good news for us, and we're happy that Mr. Bob Harris has been playing our record and our CD, I guess, on the airwaves. We sell records, but He's been playing it a lot in London, and I guess you get that same station up here, right? So we're happy about that. We're playing in London at the Underbelly, and we're excited to be everywhere, but of course if we're coming to the UK and you're playing in London and it seems like it's being sold out, then it's kind of a place you'd be happy about playing, right? I think so. All right, I'm supposed to mention that, and I'm happy to mention it. I think we're playing there on the 29th sometime. You can look at our website if you need to see those things. Folks in the audience, but also in Radio Land, we're at petuniaandthevipers.com. You can see our dates there. You can also go to Bloody Great PR, I guess, and we'll see it there too.
Ready?
Beep, 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 beep.
Thanks a lot, folks. It's been a pleasure playing for y'all.
Fantastic. Petunia and the Vipers. Fantastic stuff from Petunia and the Vipers, playing tomorrow night, as I said, and a tour of England, Wales and on to Ireland starts on the 24th in Gateshead, and they also have a gig as part of that tour at Underbelly in London. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, Late Night Live at Celtic Connections 2013, with a lineup tonight including the ever-innovative Keela from Ireland and Portugal's newest rising star, Carminho. But my next guests are from the Highlands of Scotland, bordering on different parts of the Murray Firth, at least if you peer hard enough on one side anyway. Individually, they've gained plaudits galore as solo musicians and also as part of bands like the Mac Collective, Manran and Jamie Smith's Mabon. But their latest project is what our dear leader, the Prime Minister, would inventively call a Ron Seal deal. It does what it says on the tin, because the album is called Wooden Flute and Fiddle. And that is what it is. But don't be fooled by the title, because the way they go about it is something really very special. Would you please welcome, with Eamon Dooley accompanying them this evening on bouzouki, Lauren McCall and Callum Stewart. Now I'm going to sneak in between the two of you. And as I was saying, you're both from the Highlands. You can both just about see the Murray Firth. But it's not really that long, Lauren, since the two of you started working and playing together.
Well, no, not a great deal. Callum approached me about 5 or 6 years ago to play on his solo album, Earlywood. And after that, just decided we wanted to do a wee bit more of a duo thing. So this is the fruits of that labour.
Now, I've heard several duos from Ireland where the pipes and the fiddle, or the whistle and the fiddle, go together, but to have something as stripped back as this, and to have the confidence just to have two solo instruments like this coming together, it's really quite unusual in Scottish music, certainly today, would you say, Callum?
It might be, yeah. I mean, I don't see any reason why it should be. The fiddle's got a whole world of different voices that you can get out of it, and I like to think that the flute is full of different colours as well, really. So I don't know why there aren't more people doing it. We were really, it was kind of a big part of our working together, really finding different ways to get different sounds out of the different instruments. So,
well, we have a great mixture of Celtic influences coming into this tonight. We have, you're based in Brittany these days, Callum, and we'll be certainly hearing flavours of that. You have the wonderful Eamon Dooley on bouzouki joining you this evening. And Lauren, just a wee word about, you're kind of on the east coast of the Highlands, but I think your roots and your influences sort of, they go points west to a certain extent.
Yes, I would say so. Well, most of my music initially came from learning through the Féisín movement up in Ullapool with Féis Rosh. So, yeah, very much Gaelic, Highland, pipe influence. But lived in Glasgow then for 9 years, and that's a melting pot unto itself. And very much just interested in the fiddle as an instrument of itself and the different possibilities that it can have, so.
Well, we're really glad that you're here with us on World on 3 tonight. Callum, I think you're the best person to introduce us to the first set.
Yes, we're going to kick things off with a little set of a jig followed by a reel. And the set of tunes is called Aliens, and I'd like to dedicate it after my wee daughter, whose second birthday it was just a few days ago. I wrote the first tune, Aliens Jig, just after she was born about 2 years ago. It's a bit soppy. And then we're going to play a tune afterwards called The Old Road North. And The Old Road North is the road from Granton-on-Spey, which goes down to Garmouth, Spey Bay, which is where I'm from. And I take that road quite often. If you're not too careful at this time of year, it can be quite treacherous. But here we go, Aliens.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much indeed. The next tune is actually another composition from ourselves. This tune is called Alzin, and it's one of the slower tunes from the album Wooden Flute and Fiddle that we've just recorded. The tune came about actually when I was in the south of France, believe it or not. Although I don't think it sounds a very French tune, it might sound more Scottish than French. I was out one morning, the morning before a gig actually, when I was playing down there, and I stumbled across this old chapel in the Ariège region of the southern France. And the chapel was completely deserted. There was no pews, there was no tables or anything inside it at all. And as it happened, I had my flute with me at that time. I had it strapped on my back. And of course, like any musician does when they're in an empty big building, they languish in the amazing acoustics, and that's what I did. And this tune just popped out like that. So we called the tune Alzin, after the village Alzin, where the chapel is. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're awful kind. We'll just finish up with one last wee tune. This is another one of ours. The rest of the album's all old traditional tunes, so must have been feeling a wee bit kind of self-indulgent tonight or something. These are all of our own. So this is a tune I wrote a few years ago. All my friends like to have a laugh that wherever I go, no matter whether it's a modern hotel, flat, car, what have you, I fill it with tweed and woolen things and make it look like a Highland home. So I wrote this tune called The Crow Road Croft in honour of a flat in Glasgow. So a tune about happy times in a happy house. So thanks very much for listening. And we're playing in the Piping Centre on the 30th. So maybe see some of you along then. So a big round of applause for Eamon Durley on the bouzouki. And we've been Callum Stewart and Lauren McCall, and the album is Wooden Flute and Fiddle, in case you hadn't guessed. So thanks very much.
Thanks a million to Callum Stewart, to Lauren McCall and Eamon Durley. A fine set there from the home team, and as Lauren said, they'll be playing their Celtic Connections gig on the 30th of January at the National Piping Centre just up the road here, alongside Brittany's Jean-Michel Veillon and the lovely Gilles Le Bigot. Well, this is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on Three at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall on the first Friday of the city's Celtic Connections Festival. A huge range, as ever, of music from round the globe being showcased at this very special winter gathering. So while we get ready for our next live guests, let's have a listen to some tracks from other visitors to this year's gathering. And we're going to start with one of Mali's greatest singers, Salif Keita, marking the release of his new album, Tali, with gigs in London on the 13th of next month and here at the Old Fruit Market on the 1st of February. From that brand new album then, this is Adama.
Yeah.
Just a taste of Celtic Connections 2013 there. First was Salif Keita, who's making his Celtic Connections debut this year. Following that, two great favourites of the festival, Galician piper Carlos Núñez, joined on that track by the Irish accordion legend Sharon Shannon. After that, we had the unmistakable sound of Le Mystère des Voix Bulgares playing the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery on the 24th. And we finished as we started in Mali, this time in the troubled north, with the new generation of Tuareg desert rockers dubbed the spiritual sons of Tanariwen. That was Tamikrest with Tidit from their current album, Tumastin. And they play Celtic Connections on the 27th of this month. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3 live late night here at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. And we're in the Green Room Restaurant, our new BBC venue for this year. And that's where we're going to be for the next 2.5 weeks between ourselves and Radio Scotland and Radio 2. Well, we're set up and ready to roll with our next guest, the latest Fado sensation to come out of Portugal with her own take on the country's urban folk song. Would you please welcome Carminho?
Vejo a estranha melodia da chuva que o vento agreste faz murmurar na vidraça. Então dou no meu lamento ao fado que me prendeu, rimastestes, pobrezinho. Cai a chuva, chama o vento, são as lágrimas do céu que fazem brotar as minhas. Cai a chuva, chama o vento, são as lágrimas do céu que fazem brotar as minhas.
Carminho, that was a beautiful start. And it's no surprise, because you come from a very musical family yourself. Your mother was a famous fado singer.
My mother is a singer, and since I was born, I heard fado in her. My first days was listening fado, and then my parents made a lot of jam sessions at home. So when I was like 2, 3, 4 years old, I used to listen.
But it wasn't an automatic thing for you as a performer, because you had to go away before you came back to your roots.
This is something that was born with me. So professionally thinking, I don't thought that maybe this was a profession. I thought it was my kind of breed of being. So I traveled a lot. I made a round world trip with backpack, and that kind of trips that made you think about humanity, about yourself, and the others teach you about yourself. So I learned a lot, and I realized that my vocation is actually sing.
And what do you think it is? Because fado is something that attracts, that draws in so many people. What do you think it is about fado that brings people in even when they don't understand the Portuguese?
I think fado talks about people and feelings, and we all are the reason that fado exists, because this was born when people needed to sing. It's like a necessity, human necessity, you know? And then started to be a way to make art. But at the first time, it's our true feelings that we don't have any other way to explode and to say to the others. So my experience are the same of each one here.
Well, thank you so much for bringing the great traditions of one city to another great city. Carminho, we're really glad you're here at Celtic Connections. Just tell us about the next song.
The next song is Malva Rosa. Let's go. Aquela chaila compunha a ponto da vizinhança, lá rosa por essa alcunha graciosa, de que já ninguém a salva. Chamava-lhe Malva Rosa, goza o cheiro de cor de malva. A rosa que abrisse na sua roseira não tinha maneira daquela morena, ligeira, brejeira, formosa, pareceu uma pena pequena. And now, as pedras da minha rua. Esta noite choveu muito nas pedras da minha rua. Depois vi nelas a sombra que me parecia ser tua. Esperei que subisse as escadas, mas teus passos não ouvi. Lá fora as pedras molhadas pareciam chorar, chorar por ti. Não pisaste mais as pedras da rua. Hoje piso-as sem saber se ainda sou tua. Eu e elas não te vemos, meu amor, há mais de um mês. Volta, amor, volta a pisar estas pedras outra vez. No candeeiro da esquina e até mesmo a luz da lua não viram mais tua sombra nas pedras da minha rua. Quando chove como hoje e as pedras estão a brilhar, eu vejo os meus olhos delas já tão cansados de tanto esperar. Não pisaste mais as pedras da rua. Hoje peso-as sem saber se ainda sou tua. Eu e elas não te vamos, meu amor, há mais de um mês. Volta, amor, volta a pisar estas pedras outra vez.
Quando
quando vem, quando passam por mim os olhos seus, e mais teria os olhos do meu bem, se ao menos uma vez chovessem os meus, e mais diria os olhos do meu bem, se ao menos uma vez vissem os meus. Bom dia, amor, dizem as rosas da janela ao ver o sol nascer. Bom dia, amor, tal como as rosas, espero sempre por te ver. E um dia há de ser dia, corra o vento por onde for, dentam-se as rosas para me ver com meu amor. Daqui eu digo tudo o que te vejo, a cada teu passar na minha rua. Assim é como vivo e assim te vejo, e trago esta maneira de ser tua. Assim é como vivo e assim te vejo, e trago esta maneira de ser tua. As rosas, espero sempre por te ver. E um dia há de ser dia, corra o vento para onde for, juntam-se as rosas para me ver com meu amor.
Thanks so much to Carminho and her band, to Luis Guerrero on Portuguese guitar, Diogo Clemente on acoustic guitar, and Marinho de Freitas on acoustic bass. Well, this is World on Three, live at Celtic Connections in Glasgow with Marianne Kennedy. And we have one more live band tonight, the wonderful Keela from Dublin. And while we get ready for them, let's have a listen to some more of the acts contributing to this year's very diverse 20th anniversary programme at the festival. From Mongolia's Horsemen, this is Anda Union with music that resonates beautifully with the Celtic world. I'm sure they'll go down a storm at Celtic Connections.
Hooray, 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 you boy, boy, boy. 좀 내일 세월 반납기 많고 드린 건설된 물기 만들었던 보람 맞기
전일 흔들어 시원 들어만들 뭔가 맞는 맞기 내라니 흔들어 시원
Yeah! gangi gana Mandango blow Sweet Sweet yeah, yeah. African blue yeah, blue Yo This ties my good breath This from Daddy Kiyata is my brother
Some of the other artists visiting Celtic Connections 2013 as the festival celebrates its 20th year, first from Mongolia, Anda Union, then the wonderful Finnish band Frick, and they'll be recording a session with me during the festival for broadcast in a few weeks' time. And last up, a real festival star and another musician for whom the situation at home in Mali must be very much in mind, Baseku Kuyate and Ngoni Ba, and that came from his brand new album, Jamako. That track featuring Taj Mahal, and they first met during the recording of the legendary Kulanjan album, a collaboration between the bluesman himself and Tumani Jabati. You're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, and we're live at the Celtic Connections Festival here in Glasgow with some of the hundreds of musicians visiting the city, joining us for a live set. Last up tonight, but by no means least, a band I've known for many years and loved their ever-adventurous approach to their traditional roots and their devotion to the Irish language. From Dublin, would you please welcome, celebrating their 25th year, Kela.
Mina Mahagud Shin Pisa Darbanam Nafuin, the tunes that was called, or the jigs. Anyway, we've yet to name them.
Barakaldo.
Oh, there you go.
And the Australian, because I
see
every single gig. But he never listens. 25 years.
He's still not
never
listening.
Wouldn't even make me a cup of tea in the morning.
seeing as I live a couple of counties away. But anyway. Piece of Kilda is an old one from a couple of albums back in 1995, I think. Anyway, piece called Ezekiel.
That was a tune we imagined that we were writing a tune for a child's cartoon. Think we might get work. So we wrote that last tune for a children's cartoon, an imaginary children's cartoon, which hasn't been invented yet. It's super technological and it's in the future, anyway.
This is a piece of tune. This is a tune called Quirky. Is it Reg?
Thank you.
Thanks very much. It's very cold in Glasgow today. We came from Dublin earlier on in the day. It was lovely and tropical. Palm trees growing. Lovely and sunny. Oranges on the trees, etc., etc. We're going to play another tune that Ronan wrote. He's the man that will be singing the song now. It's about when he was learning how to speak. Last year, he learned how to write before he could speak, and he could read before he could walk. He's our genius over Ronan. Anyway, this is a song called Obber. He learned how to speak Irish first, JD's and Lentlemen. So Obber means talk. Give him a clap.
Yeah.
Sheila, fantastic stuff. A chola masnadi, cugartis, or a niche plion as a coig?
Morantang.
They are 25 years old, as I said, this year. Well, the band are. And if you could see their wonderful tune book and song book out the back that they brought out just last year, there's some well dangerous pictures in there.
Column is actually 26.
There's some very fresh-faced O'Snoddy brothers and an equally fresh-faced Owen piping. You must have been just bairns.
And you're saying I'm not a bairn anymore?
In spirit.
In spirit, indeed. Well, it was Rossa Owen and Ronan started in school. Well, I think Ronan came in after the fact, back in 1987, and they were asked to put a show together for radio, not unlike this, at Bray Local Broadcasting back in 1987 with a show called The Language Mix, which was mixing up Irish, English and French on some days and then Irish, English and German on other dates. And then they dragged Keela in, and the sound engineer said it was a more energetic than he had expected. Now,
I think our guys are saying exactly the same thing in the truck. It's been 10 years since you were last at Celtic Connections. Good to be back.
God, it's great to be back. It's been a long time. Is it 10 years? Yeah, 10 years. My God. Yeah, long time, yeah. You forget how cold it is up here.
You only came from Dublin.
Well, it was really and it was bitterly cold in Dublin, but it seemed to be we just turned a corner around here and the wind caught us and we all shuffled back in behind the wall.
Well, that's why you want to be in here and then heading off to the festival club afterwards. That's all we have time for tonight. Thanks to Carminio, to Lauren McCall and Callum Stewart with Eamon Dooley, to Petunia and the Vipers for the music. The lineup for next Friday is, of course, top secret on World on 3. And I do, however, promise you a great late night at the festival as ever. Thanks to the BBC team, to Roger Short producing, a fantastic audience here in the green room. And of course, to these wonderful guys here, happy birthday once again, and we'll leave them to wrap up. This is Keela.
Tigers.
Keela from Ireland, still going strong there at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. That World on Three broadcast came live from the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow, and it was introduced by Mary Ann Kennedy. And as she said, she'll be back at Celtic Connections at the same time next week for another live World on Three broadcast. That's next Friday night at 11 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3. It's now 1 o'clock.
I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. A piano recital begins the programme today, one that Boris Berezovsky gave in Lisbon a couple of years ago. Liszt's bicentenary year was just getting underway, and you can hear all 12 of his transcendental studies in just over half an hour from now. Chopin's bicentennial celebrations had just ended, of course, but we don't need the excuse of an anniversary, and this opening Chopin selection starts with the third of his four scherzos. Opus 39 in C-sharp minor has a chorale-like middle section with a beautiful rippling motif descending from the keyboard's heights, as though to offset the subterranean grumblings of the opening.